when he was 12 years old, they went to celebrate Feast of the Passover. And this story takes place. When I was 12, it was the state fair, during which I broke free from my mother and father. For a couple of hours, I was not about my Heavenly Father's work when I was away from my parents. And the ending to the story, in my case at the age of 12, was a little bit different than the Son of God's ending. I had an opportunity to spend a lot of time in my room and inside my house through my senior year in high school. God wanted a simple, ordinary family. That's what God chose. The God of the universe chose a simple, ordinary family. Joseph and Mary, they recited the traditional prayers and they read the scriptures to their child. Brings forward a number of questions. What Christian prayers do we teach our children and our grandchildren? How are we preparing our children and grandchildren to encounter the risen Lord Jesus in the sacraments they are properly receiving as young children, confession and communion and confirmation? When our children and grandchildren are sick, when they're not feeling well, how do we encourage them to think of Christ and the sufferings of Christ? How do we help our children and our grandchildren to understand and to befriend the Blessed Virgin Mary and the entire communion of saints? How do we pray together as a family, and when unable to be together physically, how do we pray for the members of our family? Christians' homes are meant to imitate the Holy Family of Nazareth. Now notice that theirs is termed not the perfect family, but the Holy Family. They certainly had immense challenges, just as we do in our own families. Of course, the most urgent goal is the same in every family, namely for every member of the family to encounter the living God and to help one another to make this experience real. And when this happens, when it's no longer knowing about Jesus, but actually knowing him, when this happens for the individual member and for the family, life becomes so much more meaningful and so much more pleasant for everyone. Not free of challenges or difficulties by any stretch of the imagination, but a perspective suddenly is clearer. The family is the ordinary place for us to encounter God. That's a bold statement. The family, according to God's great design, is the ordinary place. It's why Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II, loved to refer to the family as the domestic church and the first church. It is the ordinary place for the encounter of God to be experienced. I fondly recall my own parents learning to smile together and forgetting about themselves so that they could give closer attention to all four of their children. And I can assure you, their oldest, who became a priest, needed the most of all the attention. My own parents, they really worked hard. Imperfect, sure, but they worked hard to listen to each other and to show each other and to show the four kids that we really are loved and that life is purposeful, not by doing what we want to do, but by finding God in ordinary living and understanding that there is a direction that God has in place for each of us. And happiness is experienced in finding that. My own parents tried really hard, imperfect again, but they tried hard to forget the unimportant little frictions and the selfishness that can be blown wildly out of proportion so easily. Family is God's gift. It's not human creation. It's God's gift. It's a reflection of the presence and the power of God. It's where God most wants us to meet Him, to encounter Him. The goal of every family is the same, therefore. To be sanctified, to be made holy, to know God in the home and through the family, while creating an environment that is teeming with love, with encouragement, and with acceptance.